Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Senator Rick Scott. How are you doing, sir?
I am great. It's exciting what's going on in Venezuela. You know, we don't have all the result we want yet, but I think, you know, at least we're heading in the right direction.
So you're definitely supportive of President Trump's action versus Maduro as a law enforcement type activity?
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy, first off, he's been killing our kids and our grandkids. He's a despicable human being. He's been sending these drugs in here. He runs a cartel. He's not the president of the country. He's never won an election. He's stolen elections. He's head of cartels. The government of Venezuela has just been, it's turned into a drug cartel. And so, yep, I'm glad what President Trump did. Now, this transition to democracy is going to be really hard. Let's remember this lady, Delcy Rodriguez, is not a duly elected person. Mm-hmm. She's the head of a regime, the Maduro regime, the Maduro Chavez regime. So after Chavez won the election back in what, 20, before I was elected governor, after that, all the elections been stolen. So she's just head of a regime. There's going to be a transition. Trump's going to be tough. Marco Rubio has done the right thing. Maria Corina Machado, as you know, you really have to appreciate this lady's been fighting her whole life for freedom, democracy. She's going to ultimately be the president. It's just when it happens.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about the amnesia that Democrats seem to suffer under? Because Maduro wasn't just an enemy to the Trump administration or to America in general. I mean, under the Biden administration, they actually upped the bounty on his head, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, whatever Trump does, the Democrats just go against. Why don't they think about the people that have been hurt? Why don't they think about the girls that have been raped by the criminals that Maduro intentionally sent in this country by emptying his prisons? Why don't they think about the drugs that have killed our grandkids and our kids? I mean, I don't get why the Democrats have forgotten who we represent. We represent Americans. We are supposed to take care of each other. Maduro in prison is a good day for America. It's not a bad day for America. Now, do we have democracy there yet? No, we don't. But there's a process, and we're going to get there.
And so you think there is a plan already in place that's been talked about, maybe, within the Trump cabinet? Or do you think this is sort of, doing it on the fly as we go to see? Because I guess my number one first concern would be the current government and what they plan to do to, I don't know, change power?
Well, first off, everybody has a plan, all right, till you get punched in the face, right? So I think they clearly have a plan. I've talked to Marco about it. They have a plan now. It's going to be fluid. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But here's what I know. Trump does not want to go to war. He does not want to put troops in the ground. He wants to stop having drugs come into this country. And he's tired of people in our country being killed by the criminals that the Venezuelan regime, Maduro regime, has sent into this country to rape and pillage our states. And so, thank God we have a president that cares.
Let me ask you this.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. What impact do you think this will have overall in our relationships with, say, like Mexico and Colombia? I mean, these are known narco states to some extent, for sure. It sounds like Sheinbaum already kind of doubled down and, you know, is against what Trump did. I can understand their fear, but can we turn that into working with us and we would be helpful to get rid of their cartels and corruption?
Well, I think what you have to look at, a lot of these leaders, they play the game of what's going on in their country to play their politics there. But you look at our border now, our border of Mexico is closed. We don't have all the drugs coming across. We don't have all the people coming across. I mean, she's clearly figured out that if she wants to work with Trump, the border is going to be closed. They're not going to help people come across their country and send them to our border. And Petro is going to be out. I mean, you can only be president for one term. He'll be out, and I think it's in May. They have an election in Colombia. So, but if you talk to people that want to have opportunity for the family, they're ecstatic. You want people that you know, like crime because they're part of the crime syndicate. They hate it. So I'm going to support the people that, you know, that want to live a life like we want to live. And that's most people. Most people want what we want. They want to have opportunities. They want a good education for their kid. They want opportunities for their kids. They love their families. These regimes don't care about anybody. They're killing kids. I remember I went in 2019, I went to Cucuta, right at the border of Venezuela. And you know, you had all these little kids that are coming. They sleep on one bunch of them were sleeping on the streets from Venezuela. The others, they were walking a couple hours a day to get one meal. In Cucuta, Colombia, from Venezuela, and then going back home. It's disgusting. I mean, it's just like when you look at what Mamdani is doing in New York. This collectivism, that means that you have nothing. That means that the only way they keep their government going the only way socialism works is you kill off all the people that dissent.
Yeah,
and look at Stalin. Look at everybody.
No, that's true.
Cuba, look at Venezuela.
And let's take Cuba as an example. I mean, they were getting a lot of oil from Venezuela, and we know there's Chinese and Russian influence all at play here. Do you think that Cuba might be next? In other words, will there be something?
It's going to fall.
You think it will?
It's going to fall. There. Yeah, I was with the biggest dissident leader, Jose Daniel Ferrer. I was with him yesterday, and I mean, they exiled him because they can't, they can't take it. I mean, they basically have no electricity. People are living in poverty. The leadership is living in opulence, and eventually the public rises up. I mean, it happens in history. It happens time and time again. It's going to happen. The only way they were able to keep any semblance of power is they were using the Venezuelan oil as a trade for the Cubans defending Maduro. Well, 32 of those Cubans are dead now. So you think the next group would say, oh, yeah, I want to go there. I think that's a great job for me. No. I mean, this is all falling apart. Trump is doing the right thing.
Now, if we can get their oil infrastructure, back online, so to speak, in Venezuela, the world price hopefully will drop a little bit. And wouldn't that really put the pinch on Putin?
Yeah, and on top of that, think about what it does for families in our in our country. If you can get back to $2 gas, do you realize how much money that frees up for people to buy groceries and pay the rent and buy a car and help their kids? I mean, so if we can get the oil companies back in, and we get the Venezuelan oil out again, I mean, it's going to drive down the price of gas, which is going to help American families. The good things are going to happen for Americans. I mean, this is a big deal for America. I mean, look, think about it. I want lower prices, and I want my kids not to die from drugs. Gosh, that's a good day. So that's what Trump did. He said, I want oil prices down. I want your kid not to die of drugs. That's a pretty good day.
It is interesting how the Democrats, though, are diametrically opposed to everything that Trump does. Even in the face of, I don't know, what you'd call common sense or logic, they seem to be on the wrong side of every issue. Will that pay dividends for the Republicans come the midterms?
It's always up to the voter, as you know. But Republicans, we've got to do our job. We've got to balance the budget. We got to stop all these stupid earmarks. If we want to say that we're the party that's going to help you, then balance the budget. That's what's going to get inflation under control. Don't waste your money. Don't be spending a bunch of money for a roadside attraction in New Jersey. I mean, there's in these spending bills that we're going to be doing this month, there's so much waste. If we're in charge, stop it. gosh, we're in charge. We should not. We should say, huh, we're not doing that anymore. Quit saying, oh, I got to take home the bacon. Well, the bacon means the price of everything goes up. When you wait, when the government spends more than it takes in, it causes inflation. If we want to get inflation under control, right, we got to balance the budget. Now, Trump wants to balance the budget. You know whose job that is? Congress. Trump doesn't get to pass the budget. We have to pass the budget. I balanced the budget when I was governor. I paid down debt. Right? We didn't see this inflation in Florida when I was governor, because we spent your money wisely. We got to do the same thing up here. So we're going to be doing spending bills all of January. You wouldn't believe just the waste. Dude, I mean, you would never spend your money this way, but Congress is spending your money this way. You ought to be calling every member of Congress, say, stop it. I'm sick and tired of you guys wasting my money. It's frustrating to me. I sit up here, I've been fighting this for 7 years, and you just watch these people just say, oh, I gotta go waste some money. I mean, I gotta go. I mean, there's a lot of great things out there, but we gotta balance the budget because it's hurting the poorest families in our state.
Now, Senator, are Republicans guilty of some of this as well?
Absolutely, Bob. I mean, if the Republicans, like, we're in charge. Balance the budget.
Well, that'll be the final word, and we love it. And Senator Rick Scott, we appreciate your time and your take on all these very important issues, and we look forward to having a conversation with you again soon.
All right, take care. See you, Bob.
All right, take care. Senator Rick Scott, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy made it happen. Good job, Greg.
I'm here for you, Bob.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.